I'm here with our latest Bear senior athlete, Montana Frigie. Congratulations, Montana. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Liz?
I'm good. So Montana is a stellar three-sport athlete in soccer, basketball, and lacrosse coming up. So how does it feel to be a senior playing sports at BUHS?
It's exciting. It's kind of nerve-wracking not knowing where I'm going next year yet, but
yeah,
it's exciting.
Does it feel surreal that this is your last, like, season coming up playing sports?
Definitely. I mean, lacrosse isn't, like, my main sport, but it's definitely going to be interesting having this be my last ever high school sport I'm going to play.
Last senior night.
Yeah.
Everything. So tell me about how your two sports seasons went earlier on in the year, because basketball just ended.
Yeah, so both went really well. It was probably the most successful season in both soccer and basketball I've had all through high school, so that was really exciting. And I had both my teams I was on were really fun to be a part of. Loved my teammates and my coaches, so it was really fun.
That's awesome. I mean, you're definitely a big leader figure on every sports team that I've played with you, so definitely take pride in that. But what age were you when you started playing your sports?
I started playing soccer in kindergarten. At the rec in town, and so I've played that for 12 years now, and you actually convinced me to play basketball. In fourth grade, I started playing basketball at the rec with Eliza, and our dads were the coaches,
yep.
So we're day ones.
I knew the talent from before you even started.
Yep, and I didn't start playing lacrosse until sophomore year of high school, but that has been fun to pick up.
What do you think has inspired you to continue to play?
Mostly the team aspect. I love the, like, team camaraderie and the friendships I've made through sports. And so that's always just been what I fall back to when, like, I don't have anything else going on. So, I mean, I don't know what I would do if I didn't play sports. Like, even right now, I'm between seasons, I go home and I don't do anything. So
yeah, it's crazy.
It's weird to not have anything after school, but
I agree. That kind of goes hand in hand with the next question, but how do you think being an athlete helps you become a better person?
I think the leadership skills that it's definitely taught me have been really helpful, and also, like, the social aspect of being on a team. You spend, like, 3 months every single day with these people, so it's going to be rough at times, but learning how to, like, cope through that, and you get really tight with the girls you play with, and so that's taught me a lot about, like, leadership and the social skills that come out of it.
Definitely, I couldn't agree more. Have you had a specific athletic highlight or game or anything, like, team you'll remember, like, for the rest of your life when you talk about sports to your kids?
I have two, actually. One from basketball and one from soccer this year. For basketball, it must have been our senior night game versus Windsor when we won with 4 seconds left on 2 free throws made by Reese Krautwurst. We beat them 32-31, and that was probably the most exciting game I've ever played, and that was super fun because it was senior night. And then in soccer, we went on the road and beat Rutland on their senior night, and that was the first time in, like, 13 years that Brattleboro soccer has beaten Rutland, so that was amazing. And that also secured us a home playoff game in soccer, so that was super fun.
Yeah, wow. Those are both crazy moments. I mean, the basketball home senior night was,
yeah,
like, the most electric I've seen the gym in
for sure. The crowd
probably
was
ever.
Insane.
It was so fun.
Shout out the student section for that game.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
Shout out the student section. Everyone was in white.
Yeah.
It did not miss. Do you have a pregame ritual? Are they different for each sport? Like, do you have music you listen to? What's your pregame looking like?
I would have to say my personal pregame is pretty much the same for every sport. Obviously, it differs in, like, how I get ready, but, like, listen to earbuds, go to Jordan, get taped. I have to get my ankles taped. And then just listen to music, get locked in while I get ready with the team. But specifically for basketball, I have to shout out our pregame ritual of singing Halo by Beyonce in the locker room before every single game. That must be a highlight because that was super fun.
Without fail, lights off.
Yeah.
Phone flashlights on.
Every game.
I'm sure everyone outside could hear us, but it had to happen.
Yeah.
So you said you listen to your own music. What do you have playing in your earbuds?
Ooh, I love Cardi B. I Like It by Cardi B is definitely a go-to. Now, also, after basketball season, Halo by Beyonce. Let me think. Everybody by Nicki Minaj. That's a staple. But those are some of my favorites.
Those are some great ones. I love it.
Oh, and Girl on Fire remix featuring Nicki Minaj is a must.
Oh my gosh, I love it. You need to make me a playlist because that's great. Who has influenced you the most in your sports career? It can be a coach, friend, family member.
I mean, I must have to shout out you because you convinced me to play basketball in fourth grade.
Oh my gosh, I feel so honored.
But thank I would you. Also say my dad has pushed me, especially in basketball, a lot to be the best that I can and help. He's both of our dads coached us in rec, but he helped coach me in elementary school. And then Karen Henry, senior year basketball coach, was definitely probably the best coach I've ever had. So shout out Karen.
Oh, I love every one of those people. Tell me about your post-graduation plans. Are you thinking about college, if you know where, like maybe a sport? What are your plans?
Yeah, so I've decided not to play a sport in college because I want to go to a bigger school, but I might play club or intramurals depending on how it goes when I get there. Right now I'm thinking about UConn, Syracuse, or Penn State are my top three options, but I haven't decided yet, so.
Wow, that's so exciting. Yeah. Oh my gosh. You're going to have so much fun, and we wish you the best of luck in this upcoming lacrosse season and after high school, and we can't wait to hear what your future has to hold for you.
Thank you.
Bye, Montana.
Bye, Les.